Hi, on this edition of the Spin Radio Concerts, we're bringing you a live performance by the six-member band from upstate New York that call themselves 10,000 Maniacs. They're a really intriguing outfit. They're making music that doesn't fall into an obvious category. There's a bit of a hint in the fact that Joe Boyd produced the group's Wishing Chair album. He's the guy who once produced Sandy Denny, Nick Drake, Fairport Convention, and more recently, R.E.M. But that's just a hint. 10,000 Maniacs have a really wide range of colors in the dynamics of their sound, an obvious love of what they're doing, and a crisp elegance in the way they do it. They are definitely out of the ordinary, and we're really happy to be bringing you 10,000 Maniacs live on the Spin Radio Concert.
Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow.
The Spin Radio Concert with 10,000 Maniacs Live continues right after this break. The Spin Radio Concerts are brought to you by a grant from Spin, the new music magazine. Spin covers everything that moves you. 10,000 Maniacs live on the Spin Radio concert continues with singer Natalie Merchant and guitarist bassist John Lombardi describing the way they feel about music.
John and I are just obsessed with music. We're the ones who are in the band with the Walkmans on all day long and then get to the show and do the sound check and then go back to the hotel, put the Walkman back on. We sing in the shower, we trade off songs, and we're just obsessed with it. And to be a part of it, I never thought I would be.
We were the people who stood in line and bought tickets from scalpers just to get in to see groups that we love. I think there's something in our music that isn't really defined by the moment, you know, by the exact trend of the moment. What we'd like to do is to genuinely combine the elements of different periods of music that we liked and embrace, you know, the feeling of different kinds of music.
The thing that is affecting our music the most is that we're playing for more audiences and we're being accepted by people that we thought we never would be before. In my journals, my writing used to be really confined to Jamestown and dreaming of other places rather than going there and actually seeing.
Thank you.
on a place called home. Thank you.
Stay tuned for more of the Spin Radio Concert with 10,000 Maniacs recorded live at Daytona Beach, Florida. The Spin Radio Concerts are brought to you by a grant from Spin, the new music magazine. Spin covers everything that moves you. You're listening to 10,000 Maniacs live on the Spin Radio Concert.
Up to my head. pleasure. It's a heavy thing, so you done the same, but better to live by. Take it up before it's time. We'll be right back.
bands that have an honest emotional passion toward their music and toward their audience and toward life. Those are the kind of bands that I like. I like to collect a lot of the records of actual anthropological discoveries. Alan Lomax, he's got these great recordings of people in the Delta region of Mississippi. It's old black women washing clothes, and you can hear the washboard going, "There's a little light of mine." And it's just so pure.
Well, we're twined with my mingled and waving dark hair. Rosy so red and the lily so fair. And with the myrtle so bright with its emerald hue, pale and lean as of dark blue. And we'll dance, I will sing in my last of years.
Stay tuned for more of the Spin Radio Concert with 10,000 Maniacs, recorded live at Daytona Beach, Florida. The Spin Radio Concerts are brought to you by a grant from Spin, the new music magazine. Spin covers everything that moves you. You're listening to the Spin Radio Concert with 10,000 Maniacs, and by now it's probably pretty clear to you that this is not an ordinary band. But maybe one of the most unusual things about them is their attitude to touring. Guitarist John Lombardi describes it.
We love to tour. We're really aware of how lucky we are. If the band ended tomorrow, if suddenly, like the past lot, no more live bands, we'd say, well, it was really fun while it lasted. Because, God, we've been to Europe twice. None of us could have ever done that. What kills me the most is when you see rock lyrics about bands, about, and there's nothing lonelier than being on the road. You know, like this, you know, like Super Trooper. Oh, you know, I was sick and tired of everything, you know, and all this stuff. You know, and it's like, oh, what a terrible life. I'm on the road singing, you know. God, then quit. There was a time when we were really intimidated, like, we're going to play in Buffalo. You know, like, it's 80 miles north of us, you know. Oh, man, okay, well, make sure everything is all right. Okay, you know, like, you know, Buffalo, you know, and then Rochester. Oh, my God, Rochester. And then, like, and we were worried because we figured the crowds would be really hip and, you know, we were just a small town. And, like, now we can go to a place like Berlin or something like that and the people are just like everywhere else.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with more of 10,000 Maniacs Live on the Spin Radio Concert. The Spin Radio Concerts are brought to you by Grant from Spin, the new music magazine. Spin covers everything that moves you. This is the Spin Radio Concert with 10,000 Maniacs.
Still not safe, so bye for bye.
If we could do it all again, we would have a different name. We chose the name, like I say, almost flippant. You know, it was like, well, we need a name, 10,000 Maniacs. We started out, our first gig, we were the Burn Victims. And Natalie didn't like that. And so 10,000 Maniacs, it was just sort of a laugh. We had a million names. We almost were like Dick Turpin's Ride to York. And Christian Burial Music, which is our label, was a possible name. In retrospect, any of those names probably might have been better.
I'd like to continue just writing songs that I enjoy, and if 500,000 people enjoy it, that's fine, but if they don't, as long as I can please myself.
This may sound really conceited, but I've already got the sort of acceptance of the people who I think are really hip to music. In other words, we've had pretty good critical response, and most of the people that I know that know a lot about music have good things to say about our band. And if we suddenly were to become immensely popular, it would mean that we... I know, it would mean that we just converted a segment of the population.
Abigail sent me this egg from Germany.
Go see what the boys in the back room will have, and tell them I'm having the same. Go see what the boys in the back room will have. Very familiar. One of them.
Happy Easter.
You've been listening to the Spin Radio Concert with 10,000 Maniacs, recorded live at Daytona Beach, Florida. The members of the group were singer and lyricist Natalie Merchant, lead guitarist Peter Buck, who also plays the mandolin. John Lombardi plays 6 and 12 string guitars and bass. Dennis Drew handles the keyboards and accordion. Steve Gustafson plays the bass and electric guitars. Jerry Augustiniak is the drummer. As of this recording, the most recent album by 10,000 Maniacs is The Wishing Chair on Elektra Records. As always, this Spin Radio Concert was recorded in BBE Sound for better audio clarity. The technical director is Steve Barker. The editor is Andrea Enthal. Edward Rosen is the executive producer, and I'm Deirdre O'Donohue. This program is copyright 1986 by Entertainment Radio Incorporated, which reserves all rights. Any use of this material other than for radio broadcast requires written permission. Thanks for listening in to this special live concert with 10,000 Maniacs, brought to you by Spin, the new music magazine.